if you love breast, blah, 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 blah. So yeah, I even got tongue tied saying that. If you love breast.
1 hour later.
Created live on Fireside.
Today, I'm going to be reviewing the bra run of 2023, which I did yesterday. As you could tell, I'm looking very tanned. I live in Los Angeles, California, and it was, last time I checked, 103. It is super, super hot. For that reason, I'm going to go ahead and just rock my tank top if you're just watching and wondering. First of all, when I started, I really didn't care what I wore, and I still really don't care. Pat McAfee, who's a ESPN guy, he's a former punter from the NFL, and he started his YouTube show. He got a deal from ESPN and FanDuel and many other people, sponsors. They really don't care or how you're dressed as long as you're a needle mover, which athletic definition definitely is a needle moving podcast, in case you've never heard of it before. Do you remember when ESPN did a fight because they own UFC, and they tried to make Joe Rogan wear a tie and he refused to really wear it. It was kind of stuffed. Well, moving on.
1 hour later.
If you love breasts, then you're definitely going to want to stick around. We're going to be talking about that. I did the bra run. This was the 11th annual bra run of 2023. It started 11 years ago, and I heard about 11 years ago. And ever since then, maybe it was because I grew up in the era of Baywatch and just seeing the beautiful women running. I pictured something like that. I'm going to burst some bubbles. It's not like that. It's actually for a great cause. Breast Reconstruction Awareness. It's in a beautiful place. It's on Dockweiler Beach, California. And when you watch the edited version, which I highly recommend, you can watch the edited version on YouTube or Spotify. I will be putting footage of it. I'll start off with the race. Like anything else, if you go early, you can avoid heavy traffic. I went there early. The race, I believe, started like at 8 in the morning. Yeah. Two or three separate parking lots, so plenty of parking. It is at the beach. It's $13 for the entrance to pay at the state beach. From there, you can, there's like a tented area. You go, if you didn't go the day before and pick up your bib and your shirt, there was a line. When I got there early, of course. I got in, there was a line, but nothing big. On the video, you'll see if you get there late, the type of line you can deal with, but overall, that's for a great cause. Anybody who has had that and recovered and is a survivor gets spotlighted and they get access to like a special lounge. I run with many different running groups. And one of the running groups, and since I do run with different running groups, let me shout out the ones that were there yesterday. San Dimas Runners, a lot of them represented, as well as Inspired Runners and the Azusa Pacers. The Azusa Pacers, I know one of the coaches, Coach Rhonda. She's actually went through the whole program there, and she is a 5-year survivor. I'll be having her on in October talking about that, as well as bringing her on for next year to promote the bra run, because I actually did it finally this year because I won an entrance to the race. They have a 1K, which is that's got to be less than a mile for a kid. For some reason, I can't think of what that is. They have a 5K, which is 3.1 miles. And then they have a 15K, which is unusual, I would say, for races. It's usually a 5K half marathon or marathon. Typically, what you find, I have done 5Ks. I have done 10Ks. I have done half marathons and 59 marathons. But I had never done a 15K. And of course, it was a bra run, getting to spend time at the beach. I finally got to go to the beach. It was great. I hadn't gone maybe for about a year and a half or longer. In case you haven't heard some of my past episodes, I was a victim of my Cadillac converter being stolen, which left me carless for quite some time. And before the pandemic, there was one summer where every beach, and maybe I'll do that for some shows and get to show you guys the active lifestyle of California. One summer I told myself, you know, California is so large and people really don't even explore their own yard. They want to travel. Most people really don't travel. I think till I heard it was like 65. A lot of people don't even know what's within their own area. So California is so big. I said, each weekend, I'm going to go to a different beach. So that whole summer, I didn't record it or anything. I just went to a different beach and hung out and ran and ate and just enjoyed different beaches of California. That was very cool. Got to go to the beach, got to go run, got to go Doc Weiler Beach, got to participate. I got to do a 15K. It was my first 15K. I was playing up the numbers overall. I'm first of all, since I've never done a 15K, I PR'd. PR stands for personal record for you non-runners. It took me an hour, 22 minutes, and 41 seconds to complete the course. I did it. My pace was 8 minutes, 52 seconds. I came 37th out of 271 runners. I came in a 26th male out of 84. And I came in my age group, 4th out of 9 people in my age group. On the last 0.5 of the race, I started cramping up. It's been, as I mentioned, hot in the hundreds, high 90s all week. I didn't properly hydrate and I paid the price, but overall, I loved it. Even when I started cramping up, I just enjoyed that pain, because that pain let me know that I'm alive and that I'm blessed to be able to do what I love to do and go out there and run and support a good cause, even though I won. But next year, for sure, I'll definitely, out of my pocket, be paying for it, because it's a good cause. And who doesn't love breast, really? Let's be honest. And as I mentioned, I'll be bringing on the coach. If you like the beach, if you happen to be in California, don't want to run a lot of miles. Now, I always like to give the negative and the positive. I did hear a couple runners mention that they didn't want to do the 15K because you run a loop. But really, the way I see it, the way I view it, is I get to run on a street that typically there's cars on and they close it off. So it's a perspective of the beach that you only get to enjoy like once a year, and you don't really get those views. I really enjoyed it. The difficult part about that was that they released the 5K runners after. So on the second loop, there is a lot more runners, because now you're passing them up and it can get congested. I try to stick as much to the left without having to deal with those angles of the streets. But other than that, I was still happy with my time. I think I still probably could have gotten a better time if it wasn't for those cramps. After a little while, when you're running, you kind of set in with your group that you're going to be pacing with. And it was like she must have been like from 19 to 23 running in front of me. She passed me up and I'm like, man, I was trying to catch her, couldn't catch her, but she was close enough in my distance. And then there was a man, he must have been like 15 years old. He just took off, but I could see him the whole time. And then there was another girl, which I ended up recording a little piece of her. She was wearing a bow in her hair. And me and her were going back and forth at it the whole time. And so finally, that little girl, she must have got a cramp. And she pulled over to the side. I'm sure she finished, but I didn't see her after that. And then that kid, I'm like, man, in my mind for a second, I was like, I'm not going to catch him. I'm not going to catch him. And then he broke and he slowed down his pace and I caught him. And I know he wasn't too far behind me, because I, for some reason, I ended up, it was like a turn back and I saw him. So he was not far behind me. And then that girl at the end, when I was cramping, she passed me and I never caught her. She ended up beating me. She probably came in, because I came in 37th. So she's probably number 36 overall. I saw her at the end of the race and I told her, hey, great, great running. Way to push. You know, it's not like we were really racing each other, but it's also nice to have someone kind of like right there in your pace, and you guys are kind of pulling each other, especially in that type of race. And I really got into it. I got so focused that probably in the second lap I didn't even notice the ocean. I didn't even notice the water. And the competition is like within myself. I just wanted to do good. I actually did not think I was going to do good, because the day before I did all kinds of kettlebell workouts at my house. And if you want to see some of them, be sure to follow my social media at Coach Ray Z on all social medias or Athletic Definition. Overall, I recommend the charity. I don't even think they've released the date. It was my first time doing it. I'll give you a little bit more information. It's the BRA, Breast Reconstruction Awareness. It supports Evelyn's BFF, a charity that helps breast cancer survivors get back to the new normal while supporting counseling, reconstruction of other items that people often are not able to get covered by their insurance. So that's a great organization. We all know how the cost of medical could be, and some items do not get covered, so they help with that. And this event was sponsored by a few hospitals, I think Delta. The event hopes to spread awareness of breast cancer reconstruction to the community by encouraging men and women to run and walk in their bra in honor and memory of those who have been diagnosed with breast cancer. I did see guys and girls wearing bras creatively. You could wear it with a shirt or without a shirt. Have fun out there. They encourage it. I did not do that. We'll see what I could come up with. I wanted to, and then I seen a couple guys have my idea. You know, those, they're kind of, but I don't think they had the, if you run, there's a thing called chafing. It's when material starts rubbing up against your skin and it could leave you like a rash. So you definitely don't want that. During Halloween, a lot of people like to run in costumes. And I always think a costume has to be chafe free, you know, maybe tights or something underneath. In jiu-jitsu or Under Armour, think Under Armour material. If I could get like a skin toned shirt and then put the bra over, I would do something like that. Or the ones that I saw, they were painted on skinned toned shirts, but they were not that water resistant material. So I'm if those guys never did a race, by the end of it, they're gonna learn about what chafing is. They're going to be chafing the dream, as it's called. There were some other people dressed like Skywalkers, and I took a couple pictures with them. You'll see it on the edited version. It was hot as hell, and they just were out there to cheer us on. I asked them if they were going to run. They said no. You know, there's people that go out there in costumes that run or just walk to raise money for charity. I could think of some teddy bear. I think he's from San Diego, California. I've seen him at LA Marathon and a couple other races. He walked from, I think, San Diego all the way to New York to raise money and awareness. And he did it all in a teddy bear suit. He has an Instagram. A lot of good people out there trying to bring awareness. And that's what I would love to do. And with my platform, that's the reason I started it, to help shine spotlights on people that need it, that typically don't. I know I've always said, hey, if there was something positive out there to watch, something inspiring, something to motivate you, I would watch it. But then most people are clicking on everything else. And it would so be easier for me to just go and open up an OnlyFans and maybe step on some ground meat with my feet and make money that way. But no, I'm going the long road. I'm going the difficult road. It's difficult to inspire people to work out where we're now with technology in a point in time where, at least in the United States, you don't have to be active. You don't. We have e-bikes, e-scooters. We got escalators, elevators, everything that you could think of to make it the convenience. The convenience is great, but at the same time, it's our physical activity is deteriorating. I've talked about this in past shows. Inactivities, I think the number fourth killer, when obesity, I think, is the number one. I think like out of the top four killers and globally, most of them are preventative just through physical exercise. I just want to encourage anybody who is struggling to work out to go out there, even if it's a walk or look into chair yoga if you have a hard time moving out. DDP was a guy who, I think he changed the name, but look into it. One of the most viral videos is of that former military guy who put on all this weight and he couldn't even walk. And he started doing that DDP yoga. I want to reach out to him. I'd love to get out on DDP on here and talk to him. One is I'm a wrestling fan, and two, he, with that yoga, he helped other wrestlers kind of like rehab and physically, and also through, a lot of them get hooked on medication, the travel and stuff. But that's a good one for people who just aren't very mobile. And if you are active and everything, I just want to encourage you to go for more and keep pushing and keep going. And trust me, if you're doing something out there active. I'm either listening to your podcast, I'm either following you on Instagram, on YouTube. I control what I intake as far as media, and all I try to do is follow positive people. And I definitely not perfect. I'm not trying to spread that at all. I'm like a wannabe David Goggins who likes to drink beer to celebrate. But I'm super, super active, way more active than the most. And I just want to encourage people to be active, because I see so much of the side effects, and you'd rather hear it from me than your doctor. Go out there, be active. Look for more shows coming up. This was an improv show, so it wasn't planned. I had so much fun yesterday that I decided I wanted to recap the race and kind of just let people know about it. It's also such a good charity. And then when I found out, you know, I've been running with Coach Rhonda since maybe, I think I started running with her in October. And Azusa Pacers has so many different running coaches. So they have for marathoners, they have coaches. They have for half marathoners, they have coaches. A running group that meets up every Wednesday and Saturday in Azusa. And it's free. So you can go, and then they have preconditioners for people who are like kind of getting off the couch, although that is trademarked. So I'm not saying, or no, what's trademarked? Couch to 5K. Yeah. But for like people who want to get off the couch and really haven't worked out, they have preconditioning coaches. Then they have the walking coaches. Once you graduate from preconditioning, then you can go to walking. Then from there, you start off in, they have the half marathoners. And then, of course, the marathoning. And I know she's a coach, but I'm not even sure for which of the groups. Because like I mentioned, there's quite a few different coaches. I just found out that she is a survivor, 5 years strong. It's interesting. That's one of the things that I love about fitness. Going into jiu-jitsu gyms, going into any gym and talking to the people. I meet so many, and I've worked at 3 different gyms. When I was working like at the gym and I'd see like the 80-year-old guys going in there and still squatting, I'd go talk to them because I know they got a wealth of knowledge. And how are they still working out, and what have they done, and what type of lifestyle do they live or have lived, to when do they become active? I'd always go and talk to them, and then from there, hey, good morning, and you know, friends and stuff like that. And when I would do jiu-jitsu, I did jiu-jitsu with a guy who was like 70 years old, and most people are afraid to get on the mats at that age. I went on the mats with I invited him on, but I don't know what happened to him. I got to reach out to him again. But he would get seizures all the time, and he still trained jiu-jitsu, and he was all about working out and helping other kids who had seizures. And now, like I mentioned, Coach Rhonda, I'm barely getting to know her story. And that's the great thing about, there's so many people who have great stories that need to be told, that somewhere somebody's going through it. And I'm not saying to use it as a blueprint, but you can take some guides or maybe find out some resource that you were unaware that could help you along your journey. And just keep staying active till we're no longer here. I hope everybody's enjoyed the review. I'm going to say 2 thumbs up. Go ahead. Southern California. I know I have a lot of listeners here as well as other states. If you want to come visit Southern California, this is a great time of year. It's hot. A lot of the states are, from what I've been seeing. But if you want to come, the beach, great cause. Definitely check it out. It's called Dockweiler Beach. I'll show it as well in the edit. I'll show after that. Oh, and after the race with the Azusa Pacers, we tented up on the beach. We had food. We had champagne. We went in the water, or at least I did. I'm like, I'm not going to come all the way to the beach and not get in the water. It had been so long. Went in the water, hung out for a while. And then I found out it was still 103 degrees in my area. So I'm like, I'm just going to stay at the beach longer, because it, like, why come to the heat? That was like the softest mentality. Usually I'm like, I love the heat. I want to train in the heat. That day I became like soft. See what happens just for one day of relaxation, even though I went and it was to go run. I like to try and always run in the heat. Then when I go run in an event like that, I feel so strong, because the heat just beats you down so much. I don't recommend running in the heat. without proper training and gradually working your way up there. Don't just go out there and run in 103 degrees because you heard some guy on Fireside and YouTube and Spotify and Audible and everywhere else you can find me talking about it. I worked my way up to it. When I first started running, I couldn't even run a mile without drinking water. Don't just think, oh, 59 marathons, I could do that. That was my mentality back then all the time too. I don't want to get too far off the review, but as far as running, running is something that I'd always think that there was no other runner that knew more than I did. So I was never open to taking information. And that's probably why in my mind, until I started running with more high level runners and realizing, oh, there's way faster people than me, and just seeing different ways of technique and being more open to it and realizing that I don't know everything. And that's when I started my growth process in running, because for a long time there was no training. It was just signing up for races and kind of having a good time going from, you know, city to city to just drink some beer the night before during the race and see if I could do it without training. And then I'll do another show on it, but along the way, that's when things changed. And now I encourage, the whole time I was active and different parts of my life I've been more active, but I would say the constant thing is overall I've been active. And overall, if you've been active, when I see other people that aren't active, they can barely move, they can barely walk, you don't want to be those people. We shouldn't live, in my opinion, in a society where we need railings because our hamstrings or quads are too strong to get up from the bathroom. If it's because of other disabilities and stuff, I understand. But some of this, you know, we're putting in railings in showers and stuff, and that's because lack of activity. I would much rather be active 3 times a week than have to put a railing in my shower as I get older. Unless you don't plan to get older. I'm in it for the long game. I had Steve Maxwell on here, one of the top fitness gurus of all time. He's now in his 70s, and he was talking about longevity. And the more I thought about it, I'm like, I want the longevity. I want to be that guy still running and working out and doing jiu-jitsu and playing basketball for many years to come. When I first ran LA Marathon, the last mile was dedicated to a doctor. That doctor didn't start running till he was like, oh, I think like in his late 80s. And he ran LA Marathon for like 3 to 4 years until the day he died. But his whole message was, it's never too late to start. And that's why they dedicated the last mile to him. And even though I don't remember the doctor's name, that message really stuck to me. And that was, what, it'll be 18 years in March when I ran my first LA Marathon. Because this will be 18 years consecutively that I'll be running it. And that always stuck to my mind. I'm like, it's never too late. My other friend, who is a black belt in karate, when we were younger, he told me that he always wanted to be the old guy playing with his kids and being the old guy still being able to move. And that, for some reason, out of all the many dumb conversations we had, spending the night watching cartoons and all, that for some reason stuck in my mind. And I've always wanted to be that mobile person. Before I had a son, I thought about, oh, it'd be nice to play with my son and my nephews and be able to play basketball with them. And guess what? I get to do that every Saturday. And every Saturday when I do it, I really appreciate that time. I don't take that time for granted. I get to, you know, be mobile. And I know a lot of other dads that aren't doing that. It's not that they don't want to. It's that they physically can't. Being able to just really just enjoy stuff like that with your family and activity. And I see so many families too go like on, let's say, national parks. And you can't really see the true beauty of a national park if you're not in shape. The more in shape you are, the more miles you can do. And then the more you can going to see and the more beauty in nature you're going to be able to really soak in. Highly encouraged. Stay active. Till next time. This has been Coach Ray, Athletic Definition. The Bra Review. Until next time, I'm out.